This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also lists the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at DanEilerman.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. It was actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim. Great feed, Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34, Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman, outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk, it fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7.4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewey knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laurel, AP poll champs three straight years. This is state title number three in the last eight completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a step. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laurel.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors.
Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee, who returns next week here on scoresbroadcast.com. We'll see Chuck for next week's Thursday game between the Versailles girls, my mistake, the New Knoxville girls, against Minster next Thursday night. That'll be our next broadcast here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'm Jack along with Bryant. Fort Loramie boys against the Minster boys. It's always one heck of a close struggle. Last year, Minster ended a four-game losing streak to Fort Loramie, beating the Redskins 36-35. At Minster, it was a thriller, just like the four previous seasons, won by Fort Loramie each and every single time in overtime. So when these two teams play, you can count on a 1-2-3-pointer, might even go into an extra session. These two clubs are rebuilding. Some 16 seniors combined to graduate from both the Fort Loramie and Minster basketball programs 1 year ago. Fort Loramie, under 8-year head coach Corey Britton, is 6-5 on the campaign, 4-3 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Mike McClurg heads up the program at Minster, 96 graduate of Versailles. 6 years at Minster is Coach McClurg. And as I mentioned, 2-9 on the year. Both teams coming off really tough losses last night. Rushi nipped Fort Loramie 48-47. Parkway edged Minster by a score of 57-56. You can throw previous scores, previous games, records right out the window. This rivalry is just that. It's well played, it's healthy, highly contested, and the games are often extremely close and thrillers right down to the final minute. As I mentioned, Corey Britton, 8th-year head coach for the Redskins. Fort Loramie got off to a real good start, 5-1, has hit a tough patch, in part because the schedule has gotten real difficult for Fort Loramie. This Minster team graduated more off its squad a year ago than did Fort Loramie. Minster really hit hard by seniors moving on last season. In fact, this Minster club starts a young man who is a freshman, Rogan Steffi, who scored 30 points last night for Minster in the loss to Parkway. Caleb Maurer continues to pace Fort Loramie in scoring. Thumbnail sketch of these two clubs, Bryant. Should be well played, tight, probably low scoring, defensive tilt. Right down to the final bucket, it would seem to me that Fort Loramie might have an edge in depth. Minster playing 6-7 players, and Fort Loramie playing 9 or 10. It's very small advantage there to Fort Loramie, otherwise pretty even. Steven, whoever starts the game and especially finishes this game usually wins the Fort Loramie-Minster clash.
Absolutely, and as heated as this normally is, you have to assume both teams are coming in with chips on their shoulders tonight, even more so after losing one-point games last night.
Yep.
Both want to prove that they can win the close ones, and this is the perfect opportunity tonight against a rival.
Caleb Maurer and Johnny Nixon, who are both here tonight. They didn't graduate a year ago. They led their respective teams in scoring last year in this game. Maurer was out in front in scoring for Fort Loramie, double digits. Nixon the same for Minster. He, too, in double digits. Last night for Minster in the one-point loss to Parkway, Brogan Steffi, 30 points, 3 threes, 7 of 8 free throws. He will be a marked man by the Fort Loramie defense here tonight. James Niemeyer dropped in 11 last night, 2 threes for Minster. Minster has suffered big-time defeats at the hands of Rushi, 63-36. Versailles, 80-46. But by the same token, Minster has played some clubs very, very tough this year, including New Bremen and also Anna, which Minster defeated last Saturday evening by a score of 44-43. Devin Webker had 15 in that game, and Nixon tacked on 14 to pace the Wildcats. Coach McClurg has said, we're just not making the plays at crunch time. Five or six games, Minster has been in right down to the final 3-4 minutes. For Fort Loramie, it's been Caleb Maurer pacing the way. He had 11 last night against Rushi. Ty Ruhenkamp was the leading scorer with 14. Logan Eilerman, 8. Aiden Werman had 7. Isaac Ratterman had 7. Good balance for Fort Loramie in the loss last evening to Rushi. It was Caleb Maurer with 14 in the win over Houston by 11. Ruhenkamp had 8. Eilerman, 9. In the loss to St. Henry, Maurer had 11. In the loss to Versailles, Maurer had 14. Fort Loramie's got to get somebody else in double digits to assist Caleb Maurer in the scoring department. And for Minster, it's been one of a couple or three guys who've led the way. Steffi with an unbelievable 30-point outing last night. You can bet that caught the eye of the Fort Loramie coaching staff. JV game has just concluded. Minster victorious by a final score of 37-29. 8-point win for Minster over Fort Loramie in the junior varsity tilt. And Bryant, this afternoon, we were delighted by the play of the Fort Loramie girls, especially in that second half. Wow, were they ever sharp? Thumping Ottawa Glandorf. We were there at the Titans gym, tip off at 12:30. Final tally in that game, 60-31. It was just 22-16 at halftime, blistering third and fourth quarters for the Fort Loramie girls. How about that?
It absolutely was, and shows what that team's defensive pressure can do to you through four quarters.
Yep.
Ottawa Glandorf just could not do anything offensively late. And it shows just how much you can wear down an opponent, too, because Fort Loramie absolutely wore down the Titans, especially inside. They were running plays in there, Jack, making it look easy in a huge fourth quarter. 26-7 advantage for those Redskins. They're one of the top teams in the division. They are the top team in Division 4. There's no doubt about it. They were undefeated, you know, 2 years ago in that season cut short by the health crisis. And they won the state title last year, took care of business, and looks like they're going to be rolling, and they are the heavy favorites to do that again.
Well, we chatted after the game briefly with head coach Troy Yount, of Ottawa Glandorf, a Division III program, and he said, wow, head coach Carlos Siegel's club is outstanding. It would seem to me the best by far and away to him in girls Division IV. Of course, he's played a lot of D2s, D3s, and D4s. The D3 program, Ottawa Glandorf, doesn't back away from anyone, and he has seen performances by Convoy Crestview, ranked in the top 10 in D4, an opponent of Fort Loramie last year in the state semifinals. Of course, Fort Loramie won that game easily. And he said, yep, Convoy Crestview is improved over last year. How much? Not really sure. Is Fort Loramie playing better than Convoy? He said, yep. And he can support that. Ottawa Glandorf did play Convoy Crestview recently, lost by 6 to Crestview, which was beaten here just a few days ago by Bluffton. So that's the way it's gone in boys and girls basketball in the region this year. Pretty much unpredictable, except for the Fort Loramie girls. You can count.
Yes.
You can count on them.
Yes, and like we were saying, for that unpredictability, this is one that is very hard to predict, because
yep,
when it's two rivals like Fort Loramie and Minster going at it, you can throw the records out as it is. But given the recent struggles both of these squads have had, including last night's one-point loss that each of them had, Minster to Parkway, Fort Loramie to Rushi, they've got something they want to prove here tonight.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And you want to get back on the winning side of the ledger as quickly as possible. Yeah, Minster's lost 9. Fort Loramie's lost 4 of 5. And each team will scrap hard this evening for a big W.
And two of those losses of these four that Fort Laramie has had recently have come to MAC opponents. Versailles is a state-ranked team in Division III, 11 points back on December the 18th. And then 51-35 to St. Henry on December the 21st. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jack, you had that game, correct, here on Scores?
Yes, yep. That was St. Henry's first win. They were so eager to get on the winning track, much like these two teams tonight. Minster and Fort Laramie are excited to get back on the winning track. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com. Of course, we are happy to be on the air with WMVR, which is simulcasting our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Our anchor sponsors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, on Route 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region again. Thanks as well to Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gaufney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture, priced right. Go Gaufney. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GaufneyFurniture.com. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood in Chickasaw in Mercer County, and in Fort Laramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good. Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the very best sports page coverage around, and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New underwriting sponsors include the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorioushealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Phone 937-492-5130. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. And the cell phone shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road. That's the extension of South Needmore off I-75 in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878, 567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. It's one heck of a deal. They are specialists at fixing your phones. If you drop it in the sink and suffer water damage, the cell phone shop will get it looking brand new. Not only looking brand new, but operating brand new once again. I'm Jack Kramer with Brian Billing, who's pinch hitting for Chuck McBee tonight from here at Fort Laramie. We've got the Fort Laramie Minster boys game for you. We'll take a timeout for a word from the cell phone shop. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The Cell Phone Shop, Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the Cell Phone Shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellPhoneShopDayton.com.
We will take a one-minute radio station break. A one-minute radio station break upcoming, several minutes away from the start of tonight's game between the Minster boys and Fort Loramie. Redskins shooting around down to our left, Minster to our right. Of course, the gym here at Fort Loramie tonight, spectators adorned in plenty of black, red and black across the way, orange and black behind us to our left, the Wildcats and the Redskins. One-minute radio station break is upcoming. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We'd like to tell you all about LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Couldn't have gotten on the air back in 2006 and 7 without the support and assistance from LaCal Equipment. Thank you so much. Our 16th year here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Underway this month, the 16th calendar year here in January of 2022. Underway. LaCal Equipment, a lot of gratitude to you folks, all the staff and associates at LaCal, plus Mary Lee Smock and Roger Dietrich. Thanks a whole bunch. LaCal with us each and every game on scoresbroadcast.com. Some 1,500 plus games, I might say, over the last 16 calendar years. And LaCal asks us to highlight student athletes who excel on the court and in the classroom. And whenever we get the opportunity, we do it. Tonight, three super senior cheerleaders at Minster, outstanding grade point averages, Ava Grishup, Maggie Hirschfeld, and Gabby Werman. For Fort Loramie, four junior cheerleaders, Sierra Blumenstock, Riley Clooney, Lily Eilerman, and Jessica Fishkelta. Outstanding GPAs, very active in extracurriculars across the board. They cheerlead for their respective schools, and they are highlighted here tonight by LaCal Equipment, from which we will hear a 60-second message. LaCal Equipment, located in Jackson Center, and it came to Shelby County in 1982. It was born in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal, and it's been here in Shelby County since the early 80s. LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to these three Fort Loramie game sponsors with us for each and every Fort Loramie game only. Geyers, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. So many thanks to Rushi Game Sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. Thanks to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. New address, by the way, 575 East Main in Rushi for the Jewelry Barn. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. Well, for these two teams tonight, it's all about balance. Yep, Brogan Steffi threw in 30 tonight, or I should say last night for Minster. He's not going to pour in 30 points this evening. He'll need help. And Minster's got to get it from the likes of Johnny Nixon, James Niekamp. For Fort Loramie, yep, Caleb Bauer has been steady Eddie out at the guard spot. He's been a regular double-digit performer. He needs help from the likes of Logan Eilerman, Isaac Ratterman, Ty Ruenkamp, who's been chipping in big points lately. Balance, that's the big building component for these two teams tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for offering the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's big game for Fort Loramie. At guard, Caleb Maurer, a 6-foot junior. He is joined at a guard spot by Aiden Worman, a 5'10 junior. At a wing, Ty Ruenkamp, 6 feet tall, a senior. Logan Eilerman at a forward, 6'3, a junior. Isaac Ratterman, a 6'2 junior forward, also in the starting lineup. Fort Loramie roster dotted with a lot of juniors, two seniors. Meanwhile, the Minster roster, Bryant, as we noticed, a whole bunch of freshmen, big-time rebuilding job for the Minster Wildcats.
Yes, yeah, so looking at their two most recent games, one of which was against Rushi, they played five freshmen over the course of that game. The big piece, as we've talked about, Brogan Steffi, 30 points last night. Like you said, though, it's not often somebody follows up a 30-point performance with another 30-point performance. They'll have to find some other contributions tonight.
Starting five for Minster does include Brogan Steffi, freshman guard, 6 feet tall. He'll wear 1-2, number 12 on his back. You can bet Fort Loramie will spy on him all evening long. Zach Fortman, 6'5 in the post. He is a senior. Austin Wellman at a guard, a 6-foot senior. Johnny Nixon plays the pivot, 6'4 senior. And James Niemeyer, a 6-foot freshman guard. Two ninth graders in the opening five for Minster. We've got the tip, the start of the game in a couple of minutes. Minster and Fort Loramie at the Redskins Gym on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Our radio station sponsors tonight via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney. Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance, Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, TC Sporting Goods, and Best One Tire in Sydney. Starting lineups have been introduced. Lights were dimmed. They're coming back on strong now. We were here as early as about a quarter of five. Place was empty. Typical Minster Fort Loramie crowd. People from both communities can practically walk to the game, although in a cold night like tonight, I would not advise it. But nonetheless, the cold weather has not interfered with attendance. Excellent crowd on hand. Far side here at Fort Loramie, nearly full behind us. I'd say two-thirds of the seats are covered. 1,600 on hand for Fort Loramie Minster. Despite the fact each team lost last night, Minster's 2-9 and Fort Loramie 6-5, having dropped four of the last five. Minster wins the opening tap, and right away the Wildcats commit a turnover. Wellman in the far corner of the court has a foot on the line out of bounds, and Fort Loramie will bring it down. Here comes Aiden Werman, 33 to the timeline. Flips it behind the arc to Logan Eilerman. Straight away handled by Caleb Maurer. Ball entered into the post. Down low on the right, Logan Eilerman forces one up. Good guarding by Johnny Nixon. Shots too hard. Rebound down to Minster. They go to the post with a pass, and Fort Loramie claws it away. Here come the Redskins. Werman barrels down the right side. Goes baseline. Good feed. Low on the left to Ruenkamp, and he's chopped up on the arm. He'll get two at the stripe. Ty Ruenkamp, 6 foot senior. Only two seniors on this Fort Loramie roster. Ruenkamp and 6'3 Lane Frilling, who will be in off the bench very soon, I'm sure. Foul shot, Ty Ruenkamp hits the front rim, back rim, favorable bounce, and it rolls down through the netting and tickles the twine.
We'll see if Fort Loramie can keep up the streak that the girls squad had earlier today.
Oh my.
Kind of hard to repeat for anybody.
Free throw shooting, Fort Loramie girls. It was searing hot.
17 for 18.
17 in a row till a miss finally in the fourth quarter.
But Ruenkamp does a good job there, gets it started, makes both of those first two.
Yep, Minster's got the ball in the post. It's Johnny Nixon. We played a minute. 2-0 Fort Loramie. Brogan Steffi 25 feet away. Top of the circle for Minster. Goes outside the arc, far wing. It is Austin Wellman. Baseline left, Minster tries to back down the post player, Eilerman. It was Johnny Nixon. He had it ripped away from him and swiped. Fort Loramie into the half court. Aiden Werman, high left. Werman checked 25 feet away, but Niemeyer. Now here's Ty Ruenkamp going to work one-on-one, foul line. Hands off on the play to Logan Eilerman, 25 feet away. Good overplay, steal by Minster. Now a scrum for it near midcourt. It pops free. Here come the Wildcats. Nearly 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Here's a baseline drive. Reverse layup tried and missed on the play. Tough break for Steffi. Laid it up short. Fort Loramie hustles down the floor. Baseline runner, Ty Ruenkamp. And he kissed it in off the window. Ty Ruenkamp with a goal. First bucket from the floor. 4-0 Fort Loramie. 5:50 left to go. Opening period. Brogan Steffi, 6 foot ninth grader for Minster. He's a good one. He dropped in 30. That's right, 3-0. 30 points against Parkway last night. Here's a drive on the play by Niemeyer. Stolen. Fort Loramie's Werman gets his mitts in there. Pries the ball loose. Dribbles down the floor. Sloppy pass in the lane area. And Minster comes out of there with it, running the other direction. 5:24 left, opening period. 4-0 Fort Loramie. Minster with the ball, 35 feet out on the floor. It's Steffi. Steffi picks up his dribble. Hands it off behind the arc to Niemeyer, who starts to drive in the lane. Flips it up on the go with the left hand. A little too much strength on it. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Gliding up the floor, Caleb Maurer. Maurer behind the back on the dribble. Elbow jumper. It skids off the iron. No good. Rebound down to Minster. Minster wearing the black, top to bottom, black numbers on black shirts, kind of tough to read. Thin orange piping around the numerals. Baseline drive, Minster crowd underneath, no shot available. Then a double dribble out on the arc committed by Minster.
Unofficially so far, that is 7 possessions for Minster. 5 of them have ended in turnovers. The other 2 missed shots.
That was Zach Fortman who committed the double dribble. One of those inadvertent drops to the ball. Then he picks it up again and bounces it. And the official interpreted that. And they will do occasionally as a double dribble. Fort Loramie's Caleb Maurer's tied up far side of the floor. And Minster's got the steal. Quickly down the floor, Fortman. Oh, that's an offensive foul. Yep, no doubt about it. Zach Fortman for Minster took off from 30 feet away, and he was barreling into the paint area, ran over a Redskin. Common foul, ball out to Fort Loramie. We're stuck at 4-0, nearly 4 minutes gone in the opening period. Ty Ruenkamp to midcourt. Ruenkamp on the bounce, on a weave to Wellman straight away. Back to Ruenkamp, good hedge by Minster. forcing Maurer to give it up pronto. Now Ruhlenkamp, top of the circle, bounces with the left hand, goes left corner to Werman. They look for Eilerman on the inside. Werman with a wraparound pass. Good overplay by Minster. Another swipe. Wow. We've had five or six steals already in this game. Wellman down the floor in the left corner. Good bounce pass low on the left to Fortman. And he is walloped on the arm as he was starting to go up with the shot. Judgment call by the official ruled in the act of shooting. Probably correct. 4-0 Fort Loramie. 3:38 to go here in the first quarter. Free throw by the big Zach Fortman is good. 4-1. Minster on the board. Make a note. It took Minster 4 minutes and 22 seconds to score. And that's a free throw. Not a field goal yet. Fort Loramie's got just one. Fortman swishes both foul shots. 3:38 to go. The opening period of play. Aiden Werman backcourt. This game playing out here at the beginning, like so many Fort Loramie Minster games, low scoring. And I mean low, low, low sometimes. Baseline Fort Loramie with possession. And the ball is shaken loose by Minster off the knee of a Fort Loramie player. Turnover again. And the mistakes for both clubs continue to mount.
Yes, they do. Unofficially, 5 turnovers for Minster and now 4 by Fort Loramie.
9 turnovers between the two clubs in less than 5 minutes. Here's a long jumper, left corner, Niemeyer, Minster, short, no good. Rebound, Werman, Fort Loramie. Werman on the go. Gives it up to Caleb Maurer. Oh, what a cut. Caleb Maurer slices to the rim for the field goal. That was a dandy drive, but Caleb, 6-2 Fort Loramie. Cross-court pass behind the arc. Devin Webker in off the bench. Long three-pointer for the 6'1 junior. Shy of the mark, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Find the back dribble by Werman. Hands off to Eilerman. 2:33 to go, opening period. 6-2 Fort Loramie Redskins. Right wing Caleb Maurer. Little give and go with a teammate. Driving to the rim, Darren Eilerman lays it up over the edge of the iron and in. Good two-man game. Far side of the floor, Maurer and Darren Eilerman. The 6'1 junior player scores it. 8-2 Fort Loramie. Timeout called. 2:17 left in the first on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Werman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Well, as is fitting for the way this game has started out, during the last 15 seconds of that commercial break, we had a turnover each way. A mistake by both teams, and Fort Loramie's got the ball. Up 8-2. Long three chucked up there from distance by Logan Eilerman. It is off the back iron. The ball goes way up in the air and bangs off a cable above the backboard. That's ruled out of bounds. 8-2 Fort Loramie, minute 40 left to go here in the first period. Here is back to the basket, top of the circle for Minster. Is Johnny Nixon, gives it to the three-point shooter, Brogan Steffi. It rims, comes out, rebound baseline left, blocked shot by Fort Loramie. Out of bounds to Minster. Minute 24 to go. First quarter, 8-2 Redskins.
That was Logan Eilerman there with that block. What a beauty.
Ball inbounded to Nixon in the lane. Nearly walked. He stumbled. He did travel. Wow. Almost, what, 15 turnovers between the two clubs?
12, yeah. Not far off from that, unofficially.
Minute 19 to go, first period. Fort Loramie 8, Minster stuck at 2. Fort Loramie 6-5. Losers of 4 of 5. Minster 2-9. Both teams suffering heartbreak last night. Each dropped one by a single point. Here is Caleb Maurer getting the handoff. Top of the arc. Goes to the left of the circle. Gives it off directly behind him to Ryan Holscher, 5'11 junior. Here's a deep three from the left corner by Caleb Maurer. It circles the iron and comes out. Tough break. Rebound down to Minster. Steffi whips a pass down inside. It is broken up on the play by Fort Loramie. And it's smacked out of bounds. Minster will play it in. 46.7 to go in the opening stanza.
Fort Loramie's defense doing an absolutely tremendous job preventing Minster from getting it inside the Nixon so far.
Yeah, good point, Bryant. Redskins throwing a net around the paint area. Here's Fortman on the arc, gives it up to the driver who comes in from the left side of the floor. Ball raked away by Fort Loramie, but a foul, and I believe it's in the act of shooting. Yes. James Niemeyer, 6 foot freshman, strolls to the stripe. No. That's what the players thought. Free throw, Niemeyer, but It's called a foul on the floor. I'm not sure about that. I thought it was active shooting. 40.1 to go. First period of play. Refs sold it. They were right on it. Much closer than Bryant and I, that's for sure. 30 seconds left. Opening stanza, 8-2 Fort Loramie. It has been a turnover-plagued defensive tussle so far. Top of the circle with the ball for Minster is Austin Wellman. Gives it up on the play to Steffi. Steffi fires back to a teammate with 12 seconds to go in the quarter. 30 feet away, Steffi, who looks at the clock. 7, 6, 5. Holscher on Steffi. Here comes a step back three. No. Throws to a teammate who launches a triple. It rattles out. Johnny Nixon let it fly. No good. Fort Loramie 8, Minster 2. To say it's a low-scoring first quarter, well, that's kind of an understatement. 6-point lead, Redskins, after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Here we go, quarter number 2, Minster Fort Loramie. The Route 66 rivalry continues from the Redskins gym. 8-2 in favor of the Redskins. We pick up action early on, quarter number 2. Hand off to Niemeyer. Niemeyer to Fortman. Fortman to Steffi. Drives down the left side of the lane. A little shot on the go. Blocked on the play by Fort Loramie. Here come the Redskins. Outside the arc on the left for Fort Loramie, Ryan Holscher. Holscher steers his way through the top of the key. Dishes to Werman. Back to Holscher. Flips it up from 8 feet. No good. Off the rim. Stick back. Good. Well done, Caleb Maurer. Came in from his wing spot. got a good board and tossed that one in off the window. Nice rebound. 10-2. Fort Loramie up 8. A minute gone here in the second. Austin Wellman on the arc. Goes baseline right to Nixon. Skips it cross court. Back to Wellman. Picked up by Maurer. Wellman wants to drive into the lane. He's handcuffed. Nowhere to go. Deals back to Nixon 30 feet away. Now Brophy, top of the circle, or I should say Brogan. Steffi pulls up, foul line J by him. Swish! Brogan Steffi knocks it down. If I'm right, that's the first field goal of the game for Minster?
Correct, and it comes with about 6:40 left in the second quarter.
Wow. 9 minutes plus before Minster produces a bucket. 10-4 in favor of Fort Loramie. Holscher on the arc. It goes baseline on the play to Isaac Ratterman. Now straight away to the Redskins' Ty Ruenkamp. 30 feet out to Werman. Werman tries the lane area, spins, left-handed looper, good. Off the backboard, nicely done. Aiden Werman of Fort Loramie, 12-4 Redskins. Brogan Steffi on a weave with Wellman. Nope, Brogan keeps it. Lobs to Nixon, mid-post, back to the basket. Goes to work, powers one up off the backboard. No good. Fine defense, Isaac Ratterman. Here's Fort Loramie in a run out. Ryan Holscher on the finish. Holscher to the rack. Minster needs another timeout. Redskins rolling up 10, 14-4. A respite for the Wildcats. Head coach Mike McClurg off the bench signaling timeout for his team. 5:38 to go, second quarter. Fort Loramie up 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Yep, we are entertained by the music here at Fort Loramie. Need the right solution for true comfort? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will get the job done for you. Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at Tom and Jerry's are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. That was Brogan Steffi lighting it up from behind the arc. My mistake, it was not Steffi. It was thrown in by Devin Webker. Assist Steffi. Webker a triple during our commercial break about Tom and Jerry's. Big basket for Minster after the timeout.
Absolutely one they needed. And a beautiful shot from about the top of the key. He hit it nothing but net.
As Wildcats head coach Mike McClurg called for a play during the break, it worked. 14-7. Fort Loramie in the lead. 4:48 to go here in the second quarter. Ty Ruenkamp, 30 feet away, throws cross-court to a teammate. Low on the left is Logan Eilerman. Wow! Looked like he was fouled over the shoulder and then some. Johnny Nixon got a piece of Eilerman's back, shoulder, collarbone, and neck. No call.
It did look like a foul, Jack, but this is an opportunity here for Minster to take advantage of that, too.
Yep.
They hit a three. This is a four-point game all of a sudden.
Here is Steffi, top of the circle. Here's an overplay by Logan Eilerman. Swiped it away from Nixon. Logan streaks down the floor. Layup good. Logan Eilerman. Nice play by him. Good defensive pressure by Logan. He got the pickpocket and went the other direction. 16-7, Fort Loramie, 4 minutes to go, second quarter.
He showed a lot of speed on that play that he has shown on the football field
as
well.
Yeah, he was running a long vertical fly pattern on that run down the floor right there for quarterback Caleb Maurer. That's what he was doing. 9-point lead Fort Loramie. Steffi's got a screen straight away. It is short. 26-footer hit the front rim. No. Rebound Fort Loramie. Long cross-court pass to Aiden Worman. He slides down the right side of the floor. Awkward shot off the side of the board. Minster countering. Into the lane. Steffi. Nixon. Left corner three. It is no good by Wepker. Rim backboard. Strong rebound. Minster controls. Steffi straight away. Swish! Three ball, Steffi. 16-10 Fort Loramie. 3:16 to go in the second quarter. Don't forget, with Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie, you can get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's will make your home or business feel the way you want it. Steal, Johnny Nixon popped it in the air, gave it off in the plate of Wepker, and Wepker is hammered from behind as he took it to the rack. Sloppy passing Fort Loramie. Minster trying to convert. And the Wildcats will go to the free throw line. 16-10. Redskins up 6. 2:56 to go in the second. You can call Mike Holdhouse at Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. 937-295-3243. 295-3243. Go online. Set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. First free throw, Webker short. Second shot, perfect. 16-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. 2:50 left to go here in the first half. Here's Caleb Bauer streaking down the floor. Goes into the right corner. Leaves it behind him for Worman. Baseline drive. Throws it foul line. Logan Eilerman. Eilerman swings it near side. Caleb Bauer. Back between the circles to Worman. Far right flank, Darren Eilerman. Pitch and catch, Fort Loramie. Darren gives it up to Logan, head of the key. Good defense by Minster. Fort Loramie's offense thwarted at the moment. Contact way out on the floor. Foul Fortman of Minster. It's common. Well, we worked our way down to 2:17 to go here in the second quarter. Fort Loramie up by 5, 16-11.
That foul was only Minster's third. Fort Loramie only has three fouls, too. Maybe one or two calls that could have been called, but overall, just a very well-defended game by these two squads. They are very physical, and they do not foul much.
Pretty good defense played each way. Baseline right, Darren Eilerman left open for Fort Loramie. Thought he was clocked on the arm. Looked like he might have been. His elbow was jostled by the Minster defender. Shot was way off. Minster got the rebound. Into the post, Johnny Nixon maneuvers on the arc to Steffi. Shot fake. Goes to the head of the key. Dribbles. Whips it right corner to a teammate who drives into the lane and scores. Beautifully done on the play by the Minster Wildcats, James Niemeyer. And here comes Minster. Timeout, Fort Loramie. Goal by Niemeyer. Minute 35 left in the half. Fort Loramie up only 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom and Minster. 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
At Fort Loramie's biggest lead a few minutes ago at 16-7, at Minster has clawed right back into this game. Little run by the Wildcats. 6 in a row at 16-13. Let's see what Fort Loramie gets done out of the timeout. Here's Holscher, top of the circle. Logan Eilerman, 25 feet away. Logan gives it up, gets it back. Here's Worman. Darren Eilerman. Right corner. On the bounce, Holscher for Fort Loramie. We're near the one-minute mark. Right corner, Darren Eilerman. At the moment, Caleb Maurer not on the floor for the Redskins. Top of the circle, Aiden Worman. Holscher 25 feet out on the ring. Picked up there on the play by Wellman of Minster. Into the lane goes Ryan Holscher. Pulls up and scores. Nice looking pull-up jump shot. He stopped on a dime and netted the field goal to make it 18-13 Fort Loramie. 38 seconds to go, second quarter. Here's Johnny Nixon down in the baseline, low in the right. There is two, three players from Fort Loramie around him, and a white jersey comes out of the pack with the ball. Redskins possession, 23 ticks left on the clock here in quarter number two. 18-13, Fort Loramie leads. Orman's got it. They spread the floor. He's 40 feet out. On the bounce, Orman. No Caleb Maurer out there at the moment. Ball thrown right side with six to go. Darren Eilerman in the right corner. Very awkward. Jay way short. And that's how the first half closes. We'll have a two-minute radio station break upcoming here in a matter of seconds. A two-minute radio station break. It is 18-13, a five-point lead for Fort Loramie over Minster here at halftime. I'd like to remind you that we are on the air thanks to outstanding Fort Loramie game sponsors, including M&A Muffler and Tires. It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before old man winter gets a grip on your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie, in Fort Loramie has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Free pickup and delivery to an M&A. Phone 937-295-3971. 295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at the home of the tire sale. You'll never get tired of M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
This year's 2021-2022.
Well, I love the activity that's taking place right now here at Fort Loramie. It is elementary school cheer night. Many, many elementary school students are out on the floor, attired in their red and black, being led by the Redskins cheerleaders, and they are all cheering in unison. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rows of elementary school girls cheerleading here at the intermission break before a very good crowd at the Redskins gym. Fort Loramie up by 5. 2 minute radio station break is next. 18-13 Redskins over the Minster Wildcats on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rishi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at Superior Aluminum.com.
I am Jack Kramer with Bryant Billing, pinch hitting again tonight for Chuck McBee, who returns next week. Elementary school cheer night at the Fort Laramie Gym. Six rows of elementary school girls out on the floor just completed a cheer with Fort Laramie cheerleaders to the song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, AAG Inc. Bryant, let's take a look at the scoring. It is a low-scoring affair here tonight at the Redskins gym.
Absolutely, at an 18-13 lead for the Redskins. First for Minster, Zach Fortman had 2 points. Brogan Steffi had 5 points. Devin Webker had 4 points. And James Niemeyer had 2 points in the first half. For Fort Laramie, Caleb Maurer had 4 points. Ty Ruenkamp had 4 points. Logan Eilerman had 2 points. Darren Eilerman had 2 points. Aiden Moorman had 2 points. And Ryan Holscher had 4 points in the first half. An 8-2 lead for Fort Laramie at the end of the first quarter. Minster had an 11-10 advantage in the second to cut the gap to 18-13 heading into the second half.
Well, if one team gets hot, and I don't mean red hot, just a little bit hot, Bryant, a 7 or 8 point cushion in this game is significant. Fort Laramie's up 5 now. A quick start by Fort Laramie to open the second half could make it mighty difficult for Minster to rally. These two clubs not making shots with any degree of regularity here tonight.
Not at all. And we saw what you were saying there a little bit in that second quarter. Fort Laramie started on a nice hot run to push their lead even further. Minster made a push late in that second quarter, but still, it's only enough to cut the gap to 5 heading into the second half. So,
right. Yep.
You get, if Fort Laramie can push it out, it's going to make it that much more difficult for Minster, who is struggling against that Fort Laramie defensive pressure. There's no doubt about it. Fort Laramie, as I mentioned earlier, has basically shut down the post for the Wildcats.
Yep, Johnny Nixon just not getting any clear looks whatsoever for Minster. That's our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, AAG Inc. Halftime score 18-13, Fort Laramie over Minster on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGInc.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile
smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
Customers always come back to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Geyer's, and I really appreciate the Geyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Geyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Geyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Geyer's start online at geyersinc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Geyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Geyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Geyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
Well, a lengthy offensive possession for Fort Loramie to start the third quarter. Nothing to show for it. Missed shot, tie up, jump ball, arrow favors Minster. And Johnny Nixon, who is fairly silent in that first half, goes to work down low, gets a nice crisp pass, and banks one in cleanly off the window to make it 18-15. And then Fort Loramie's Logan Eidelman comes back. A post-up move low on the right. Missed it, no good. Backboard rim. Here comes Minster going to work. Down the lane. Running shot. Up and in. James Niemeyer on the giddy-up. 18-17. Minster with a flurry of points to start the third quarter. And the 18-13 Fort Loramie lead is shaved down to one. Here's Isaac Ratterman low on the right. Here comes the double team. Blocked but a foul. And Isaac will get two. And much like the Fort Loramie-Rushi rivalry, this one so similar, healthy but contested with intensity. Starting to see that now, Bryant. Minster comes out overcharged to start the second half.
Absolutely. Coach McClurg must have gave them a good talking to. They are absolutely on fire. Two baskets in the first minute and 10 seconds. Jack, when was their first field goal in the first half? It was past the four-minute mark in the second quarter. I can't remember exactly when it was there.
Yeah, it was at least a couple minutes into the second. I made a note of it. You're right. 4:22 left. 4:22 left. Here's a quick basket at the other end by Minster after Fort Loramie made one free throw and missed one. And then Webker gets a quick goal for the Wildcats, who've come out running hard toward the basket here in the second half. Boy, is Minster ever attacking And as a result, the Wildcats have tied this game up at 19-19.
Well, we talked about their difficulty to get anything in the post in the first half, and all three of the baskets have come off of the glass inside so far in this second.
Deep three, left corner, Fort Loramie, no good. Off the top corner of the backboard, rebound Minster. Quickly into the forecourt, come the Wildcats. Across the lane, Wellman, awkward off-balance shot, no good, missed the rim. Rebound Fort Loramie. 19-19 tie after Fort Loramie once led midway through the second at 16-7. Good rally by the Cats. They fought back. Here's Ratterman, high right. Nixon comes out to greet him. Pass by Ratterman, right corner. Fort Loramie player goes one way, the pass the other. Out of bounds to the Wildcats. 19-19 tie. Fort Loramie 6-5. Minster 2-9. Slow, patient dribble up and over the timeline by the Wildcats. Fort Loramie's Caleb Maurer comes out to greet Devin Webker. Webker's been a very good scorer at times this year for Minster. Pulls up. Caleb Maurer tips the ball. Johnny Nixon runs it down, gives it back to Devin. Left side, Wellman. Wellman angles through the lane, running one hand or off the rim, no good. Wellman got it back. Ball shuffled on the arc to the three-point shooter. It is short. Steffi hit the iron. It careened off into the hands of a Fort Loramie player who was caught with a hand in the cookie jar. Foul, push-off on Ratterman. No, Ty Ruhenkamp picks it up. And the possession is sustained by Minster. Chance to go on top. 19-19 tie. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. Steffi straight away. Line drive, triple. He bangs it in. It rattled and went down through. Boy, he caught the ball coming off a screen. Let it fly. In it went. 15-3 run by Minster. 4:50 left to go, third quarter. Wildcats up three on ScoresBroadcast.com.
With great support from Locale Equipment and Jackson Center, ScoresBroadcast.com launched in 2006. Locale manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment around the world. It started back in 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name Locale, and moved to Jackson Center in 1982. Locale proudly promotes high school scholarship programs and during game broadcasts recognizes athletes who excel in the classroom. ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived 15 years ago, thanks to Locale Equipment in Jackson Center.
Well, the Fort Loramie Redskins are reeling a little bit. Minster with a fine comeback. Once trailing 16-7, now leading 22-19. 4:40 left to go here in the third quarter. Redskins have got to get the offense untracked. Far right side of the floor, it's Ty Ruhenkamp. They try to get a screen set by Isaac Ratterman. Goes to Caleb Maurer. Drives down the left side of the lane. Pitches it back to Aiden Werman. Werman's crowded in close. Shot might have been deflected. And Minster grabs the ball and tugs at it and yanks it away. And the Wildcats have the ball at midcourt. Webker, 35 feet away. Last year, Minster won a tight one by a point, 35-34 at Minster. Previous 4 years, Fort Loramie won in overtime. Setting, shooting, right corner, shot good. Steffi again on a roll for Minster. The young ninth grader is starting to burn the nets. 25-19. Minster up six.
Five field goals for Minster in this quarter. They had four in the entire first half.
And again, it was a 16-7 lead, Fort Loramie, beyond the midway point of the second quarter. 18-3 run by Minster. Angling through the lane, Ty Ruhenkamp throws a hot pass down inside for Caleb Maurer. Busted up by Minster.
Steffi now at 11 points after that last three. Not sure if he's going to reach 30, but Jack, you can tell by those shots why he's capable of scoring that much.
Yep, he got 30 last night against Parkway. Would you believe it? 30. And Fort Loramie had better be mindful of him because Steffi's warming up. And if he stays pretty warm, Minster will win this game. Ty Ruhenkamp's got a good look. Long, high-arching three off the flange. Long rebound, Minster. Here come the Wildcats. Webker at the elbow. feeds a teammate right corner. Here's a drive into the lane, shot on the rim, no. Pinballed to Fort Loramie. Minster a chance there to go up eight, didn't get it done. Worman, Ty Ruhenkamp, loops it to Caleb Maurer in the left corner. His long jumper online, hits the back rim, no. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Redskins retain it, 2:46 to go, third quarter, 6-point lead in favor of Minster. Boy, Fort Loramie's offense has hit a snag over the last 10, 11 minutes of this game. Just 3 points in that segment. Caleb Maurer gets a high screen from Ratterman. Ball thrown left corner to Logan Eilerman. Hands off to Worman. Setting up to shoot Ty Ruhenkamp. His three ball is good. Ty Ruhenkamp buries it. 25-22 in favor of Minster.
It looked like he hesitated a little bit on that previous attempt he had. He did not hesitate there at all, and it's nothing but net.
Minster had gone up six with 2:20 left in the third. It's now three. Here's Wellman behind the arc for Minster. Near side it goes to Brogan Steffi. Clock winding down, a minute 55, 54 to go, third quarter. Steffi straight away dribbles, lets it go, didn't get a good look at his shot. It was off to the left, missed it badly. Long rebound came out to Fort Loramie, which heaved it down the floor, and it was batted out of bounds by Minster. Hockey line change here for Fort Loramie. We have not seen frilling in this game, I don't think, at all, have we, Brian?
I do not believe we have, no.
Baseline left of the rim, Fort Loramie inbounds. Ball lobbed out back to Darren Eilerman. Given to Worman. High rights, it goes to Darren. Darren Eilerman on the handoff on the play. Ethan Kaiser in now, 5'11 junior, good shooter. Was out for a while with a hand injury, back on the court. Good guard. Fine football player. Here's Fort Loramie in a tie-up situation, top of the circle. Three players barricaded the Redskins' Kaiser. He tried to get out of the snarl and threw it away. A minute 12 to go, third quarter. Minster up 25-22. Again, Fort Loramie led 16-7 halfway through the second quarter. All Minster since. Between the rings, Steffi. Boy, for a freshman, this young man has got composure.
Yes, he does.
A lot of poise. Good scorer, good passer, nifty ball handler. Here's a throw by Minster, broken up on the play by Fort Loramie, stolen by Ryan Holscher. Let's see if the Redskins can capitalize. 30 feet away on the right to Kaiser. Top of the circle. It swung to Logan Eilerman. Holscher, straight away Darren Eilerman. Darren looking for Worman, back door, nothing there. Worman's double team in the arc, in hot water, gives it up to Logan. Minster's defensive intensity is super. It has been dynamite the third quarter. Here's a drive to the rim, but Logan Eilerman, he tried to go through a convoy of black shirts, couldn't do it. Block taken away by Minster. Minster down the floor in a hurry, and Johnny Nixon gets the chippy. Minster out-hustled Fort Loramie. Layup by Nixon. 2 seconds left in the quarter. Ball thrown by Fort Loramie into the corner. And a Redskin is belted. Common foul. 2.1 to go in the third. Minster up 5. 27-22. Isaac Ratterman in for Logan Eilerman. Worman will inbound. Who's going to come off a screen here for Fort Loramie to jack up the last three-pointer? Long cross-court pass by Worman, intercepted by Minster, and that does it. Fort Loramie not sharp since the midway point of the second quarter. All Minster since, 27-22 Wildcats after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640.
Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Thank you so much. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game only. There are three of them. They include Geyer's, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Thanks as well to the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. New address, 575 East Main. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. Thanks to Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie. We will help keep you moving forward. Our anchor sponsors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, plus Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Fourth quarter start, a good one. Give and go. Maurer to Ratterman. Layup in. 27-24. Minster at three. After being up the five, 27-22 at the third quarter break. Here is Brogan Steffi down the floor. Makes an errant pass. That was a misfire. Intercepted by Fort Loramie. A run out down the floor. Ruin camp. Threw it in off the glass. Big surge by Fort Loramie to start quarter number four.
Fort Loramie managed only 4 points in that third quarter. They matched it in under a minute in this fourth.
Isn't that amazing? Pendulum swinging once again in this game. Momentum, Fort Loramie. Minster's lead just one. Nixon cross-court pass to Wellman. Wellman in the corner on the bounce. Sets, shoots, high archer. No good off the rim. Rebound punched way up in the air by Nixon. Gathered on the play by Fort Loramie. Redskins to midcourt. Right side pass. It goes to Werman. Caleb Maurer, far side of the floor. How many points for Caleb so far, Bryant?
Four.
Only four. Well below his dozen average. Minster's done a good job on him. Caleb picks up his dribble 30 feet away. Hand off to Ty Ruinkamp. Now to Werman. 6:23 left in this game. 27-26. Minster by one. Caleb Maurer's double team goes to Darren Eilerman near midcourt on the Redskins logo, and a swat down on the play by Webker and a foul. Team fouls, one on Loramie, three on Minster. 6:15 to go, fourth quarter. We've got a tight one. We expected it. For the last 5 years, it's gone to overtime between these two clubs. And it just could happen once more this evening. Aiden Werman, right corner, zips across court to a teammate. Here's a drive through the lane. Ty Ruinkamp hooks it in. Ruinkamp for Fort Loramie and the Redskins with six straight. They've got the lead back at 28-27 after being down 27-22 at the end of three. After leading at 1 point in the second quarter, 16-7. Wellman on the arc for Minster. Piers inside, no one home, goes to Johnny Nixon. He goes to work on Logan Eilerman. Left-handed soft shot in. Johnny Nixon, five-footer right in front. Good body movement. Fine footwork. Nixon closed out and scored. 1 point lead, Minster. We near the five-minute mark, fourth quarter. Here's a high dribble. Good double team coming. Minster put the clamps on the Redskins' Werman, but fouled him. Team foul four on Minster. It's going to be nip and tuck right to the finish. Maybe a photo finish in store. 29-28, Minster up one. Fort Loramie's got the ball right wing. Goes down low to Logan Eilerman. Here's a deep left corner three. Chucked up on the play by Ruinkamp. It skidded off the rim. Out of bounds in the corner. Touched by Wellman of Minster. Fort Loramie gets it back.
Now, that last basket by Nixon was absolutely needed by Minster when Fort Laramie was on such a hot run to start this fourth quarter. Minster has done a really good job at getting some baskets in the post in this second half, something they'll have to keep up here if they want to keep this one-point lead.
Fort Laramie inbounds to Werman. Head coach Corey Britton signals a play. Werman down the right side of the lane, all the way to the rim. Spin move, fadeaway eight-footer, short, rebound Minster. 29-28, one-point lead in favor of the Wildcats. Deep in the right corner, Fortman. Fortman swings it on top to Brogan Steffi, who sets the attack. Nixon with a leap and a catch at the foul line. That of Fortman, now Steffi lobbing, Nixon down inside, intercepted by Ruenkamp. Outlet to Isaac Ratterman. He barges in and scores! And a foul called on Minster. Good body control exhibited by Isaac Ratterman of Fort Laramie. He got the deuce, and he's at the stripe for an and one. 30-29, one-point lead in favor of Fort Laramie. 4:18 to go here in the fourth.
That was Minster's 15th foul here in this second half. We'll have to watch it over these last 4 minutes and 18 seconds. Fort Laramie could be heading to the line a lot here as this goes on.
Boy, that's key. If you can get to the free throw line for the 1-1 first in a tight game. Foul shot, Ratterman, no good, short. He tried to complete the 3-point play, couldn't get it done. Here comes Minster's Brogan Steffi, 35 feet away, Holscher on him. High post, Nixon. Nixon, Fortman, left corner, right back into Johnny. Johnny spins, has the ball pounded away from behind. Good double team by Fort Laramie. Here come the Redskins. Down the floor, Ruenkamp. Ruenkamp circles the wagons back out. 3:46 to go, fourth quarter. Fort Laramie up one. Left side, Ryan Holscher. Moving screen there from Ratterman, not called. Throws the pass to Darren Eilerman through his hands. Picked off by Steffi. Steffi strolls down the floor, out of control. Fort Laramie there late. Blocking foul. Two free throws coming for Brogan Steffi. 3:32 to go. Minster down one, 30-29. How many turnovers in this game, Bryant? Quite a few.
Yes, unofficially right now, we are standing at 24 total.
Not quite as many as I thought. It was a sloppy start to the game.
Right, and full disclosure, there may have been a few that I did not write down as well.
You're allowed to miss one. No more than one.
Okay.
Brogan Steffi, free throw line, Minster, two-shot foul. As he went ramrodding his way down the floor, pell-mell into the lane, drew a lot of contact, blocking foul, right decision by the official, free throw by Steffi, way short. 30-29, Fort Laramie. Steffi again toes the line. Again, if you missed it this afternoon, the Fort Laramie girls defeated Ottawa Glandorf 60-31. The Fort Laramie young ladies made 17 straight free throws before missing one. Second shot, Steffi, no good. Rebound, Fort Laramie. Redskins' Caleb Maurer goes high to yank it down. Lands on his keister, slides a little bit. It's called traveling. Tough break for Fort Laramie. Good effort by Caleb Maurer. Minster inbounding below the rim after the two-shot miss at the stripe by Steffi. Ball lobbed to Steffi straight away, now to Webker. Steffi, 30 feet out on the left. Picked up by Logan Eilerman. Interesting matchup there. Steffi starts to drive right side of the lane, coughed up the ball, got it back. It's down around his ankles, loose out at the top of the circle. We've got a football play. Minster and Fort Laramie, a goal line stand. And the scrum results in the arrow being enforced. Minster retains the ball again, and the clock has worked its way down to 3:09 to go in the fourth quarter.
Steffi showed his athleticism and showed how he doesn't look like a freshman there. Even though his teammate couldn't come up with it, Steffi had the ball as he was falling down, threw it over, I believe it was to Niemeyer, as he was falling down, and at least kept it alive for Minster.
Uh-oh, this possession ends for Minster. Clearly a moving screen out at the top of the circle, set by Johnny Nixon, and Fort Loramie gets the ball back up 1-30-29 with 2:59 to go. Minster had the ball a lengthy period at last possession, but did not end up getting points. Here's Ruhenkamp deep in the right corner for Fort Loramie. He's hemmed in, and head coach Corey Britton gets a timeout. Head coach Mike McClurg of Minster calls his troops over. It's a full timeout, 2:48 to go. Fort Loramie up one on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, the Redskins have got the ball deep in the corner in the half court. Ball lobbed in the lane. Caleb Bauer headset. Beautifully designed play. Ball lobbed from out of bounds to Caleb Bauer in the paint. And with his athleticism, he went up high. He leaped way up into the air, high-pointed the ball, caught it, and flipped it in off his fingertips. Athletic maneuver for sure, and Fort Loramie's up three, 32-29, 2:24 to go. Here's a long three-pointer, Webker for the tie. No, off the rim, rebound Redskins, foul Wildcats, and it's bonus time for Fort Loramie, 2:21 to go. Fort Loramie up three. Boy, that was a nifty-looking out-of-bounds play by the Redskins. Ball lobbed in below the rim. I'm not sure if that was Werman who made the pass or not, but it was cleverly done. Caleb Maurer caught the ball in the paint, went up, soft touch, lobbed it home from 7 or 8 feet away, and now Aiden Werman's at the free throw line, a chance to make it a five-point game. 1-1 for Werman. It's good. Fort Loramie 33, Minster 29, 2:21 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's been a seesaw contest, a game of runs.
Now speaking of that, 14-4 advantage Minster had in the third quarter, and after Werman makes that second free throw, it is now a 12-2 advantage in the fourth quarter for the Redskins.
Werman hits twice at the stripe, and momentum is swung Redskins' way. 34-29, Fort Loramie. 2:06 to go here in the fourth quarter. Steffi wants to get free for a three ball for the Wildcats. He's got it 30 feet out. Swings it to teammate Webker. Right back to Steffi. Screen, doesn't shoot. Wants to go baseline. Shut off. Now drives into the paint. And it is knocked away by Fort Loramie. Steffi got careless. Redskins have got it. They're in business at the moment. Minute 40 to go. Fort Loramie's up 5, 34-29. Minster coming out to guard tightly. Might have to foul. Fort Loramie stretching the floor out, wanting to put it in the deep freeze. Minute 25, minute 24 to go. Here's Caleb Maurer, top of the circle, down the lane. Bounce pass low on the left to a teammate. Minster gets a mitt on it. Ball's loose. It's a jump ruled. Fort Loramie possession. Next arrow will go Minster way. Minster way. Easy for me to say. Minute 19 to go. Big break right there. Arrow advantage for Fort Loramie.
Absolutely.
Yep. 34-29 left, or I should say 34-29. Fort Loramie leads, a minute 19 left. And here is Minster coming out to foul. That sends Fort Loramie to the stripe. 1-1, 77 seconds to go, as the Redskins' foul shooting will be tested down the stretch. That is for sure.
And that was Steffi's third foul. He'll have to watch it over these last minute and 17 seconds. Johnny Nixon has picked up four. He'll also have to watch it here.
Yep.
Those are two players in a tight game you absolutely have to have on the court if you're Mike McClurg.
6'3", junior Logan Eilerman, 1-1 to put the Skins up the 7, a minute 17 to go, and he hits it. 35-29, Fort Loramie. Good run, third quarter, but Minster Wildcats simply could not sustain it here in the fourth as the Redskins have taken over. Second shot, in and out, no good. Isaac Ratterman clears the boards. Isaac Ratterman down low. He's bear-hugged by Minster. It's ruled a jump. Redskins couldn't get the timeout in time, and it's Minster possession. A minute 17 remaining. 6-point lead, Fort Loramie. That's just two Steffi threes. That's all. That's the difference. 2 3-pointers, but Minster. 6-point game, Fort Loramie. Steffi, elbow in the right, wants to shoot. Gives it up, gets it back. He retreats, starts a drive. Baseline, fadeaway 12-footer. Bouncing, no good. Big rebound by Ty Ruhenkamp of Fort Loramie. Foul on Minster. 1 minute even to go. 35-29. Fort Loramie up 6. It is just amazing how this game has swung back and forth, back and forth. One team gets hot, the other team's in a drought. Other club gets hot, and the team that was searing the nets goes dry. Free throw by Ty Ruhenkamp, good. 36-29, Fort Loramie up 7. Again, 60 seconds to go in this game. Last year, Minster won by 1 at Minster. 4 previous seasons, Fort Loramie victorious, all in overtime. Ruhenkamp calmly hits number 2. 37-29, Fort Loramie. 52 seconds to go in the game. Here's Johnny Nixon. Spin move in the lane. Good job by him. And he draws a 2-shot foul as he high-pointed the jumper in the paint area. He was darned and determined to get the ball to the rim. Fort Loramie denied so by fouling him hard on the arm. 2 free throws, Nixon off to the right, no good. 8-point lead, Fort Loramie, 37-29, 49.9 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Loramie has a 15-2 advantage in this fourth quarter, pending this second Nixon free throw.
It is off to the right, missed them both, not close. Rebound, Fort Loramie below the rim. Minster pressing, 3 players at the ball handler and a foul, 44.9 to go. Fort Loramie up 8, 37-29. Frilling has checked in now for Fort Loramie. Lane Frilling on the floor, 6'3 senior. Ethan Kaiser has checked onto the hardwood as well. 1-1 for Fort Loramie's Ty Ruhenkamp, and he pops it home. Ty with some sharp foul shooting here in the fourth period, late. 44.9 to go. 9-point lead, Fort Loramie. Biggest lead of the game for Fort Loramie. 10 points, 39-29. Dismal fourth period for Minster. Here's Steffi. Here's Webker. Jacks up a 3. Swished it. Webker from downtown. Timeout, Minster. 34.3 to go. I said Webker. It was James Niemeyer who hoisted in the 3 ball. Just over a half minute to go. Fort Loramie up 7. Timeout called. We'll keep it right here, Bryant, and let our listeners know all about Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. 101 East Pike in Jackson Center. They do it all, and Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness does it well, too. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. Take-home test for the coronavirus is available. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Close 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well to keep you well. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Jackson Center Pro Hardware now in Greenville, too, at 418 South Broadway. Call Darren Yingst. Meet him at the new Greenville location, 330-524-3984. 330-524-3984. Big sale on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. Your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville. Steal by Minster. Layup good. Nice play, Wildcats. Wellman got the theft. Down deep to our left, crowd of players around. Wellman pilfered Fort Loramie, laid it through, and the 10-point Fort Loramie lead only 5. 39-34, 29.1 to go. Timeout called. Fort Loramie's got to take care of the ball better here in the closing seconds. And your Pro Hardware stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook. That's Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike, Jackson Center. New location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices, professional service at your Pro Hardware stores.
That definitely shows, like we've talked about, Jack, that neither of these teams have ever put together enough of a run to ever get that far away from each other.
Inadvertent buzzer, and play will be halted. Fort Loramie threw it down the length of the floor to Kaiser for a layup, but everybody stopped. Buzzer sounded. Here's the situation, 27.6 to go, Fort Loramie up 5, 39-34. It had been 10, 5 straight points by Minster in the last 10 to 15 seconds. You know, we're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu, too. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Meyer's Tavern in Botkins. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are great. Terrific. Strip loin steak dinner is just $12.50. We're proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout now. Meyer's Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. And I'll tell you what, Bryant, nothing better than that strip loin steak dinner. Just $12.50. It is superb. Superb.
I will have to check that out the next time I go there.
Strip loin steak at Meyer's. Minster, no choice but to foul. And Ethan Kaiser, who's come in here in the fourth quarter, is targeted by Minster. But Kaiser calmly sinks the free throw. Double bonus time. Fort Loramie, 40-34. This is big. This makes it a three-possession game. And he's got it. Good foul shooting tonight for the Redskins.
Yes, absolutely. And good in the fourth quarter, specifically 9 for 10 in this quarter.
Following suit, great shooting at the stripe earlier today by the Fort Loramie girls, 17 of 18 in beating Ottawa Glandorf. Fort Loramie up by 7. Isaac Ratterman hooks a Minster player. Fouls to give for Fort Loramie. That's a good thought. I like that practice. Send Minster to the sideline to throw it back in. 18.7 to go. Fort Loramie up 7, 41-34. Fort Loramie's hit its free throws, the difference down the stretch. No question.
And Minster in an absolute rush here. They need a three, and they need a three quick after Fort Loramie has again knocked the ball out of bounds.
Minster throwing it in, side court. They look for Steffi on the arc against Werman. Jumping, shooting, 30-footer way off, out of bounds. Fort Loramie ball.
Yeah, he had to force that one.
Yep. Fort Loramie owned the fourth quarter and a good part of the first half. Fort Loramie finishing very well. That's how you get it done on your home court. Up 7, 13.8 to go. Ball lobbed up head to Werman. Werman throws a cross court, picked off by Minster. 8, 7, picked off by Fort Laramie, and that'll do it. Clock winding down. Ruhenkamp's got it. He bear hugs it. That's it. Fort Laramie knocks off Minster tonight by a final score of 41-34. The Fort Laramie boys win it by 7. Fort Laramie advancing to 7-5 on the year. Minster now 2-10 on the campaign. We got a 2-minute radio station break upcoming. A 2-minute radio station break just around the corner after a quick word from Riemann Drywall in Anna. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wallboard and installs your ceilings with precision. That's right. Yep, Riemann Drywall in Anna gives your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work done, you better call Riemann Drywall in Anna, 937-538-0513, 937-538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. We'll take a 2-minute radio station break here at the close of the game. 2-minute break. Fort Laramie victorious over Minster by 7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
Well, we welcome you back to Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie Redskins defeat the Minster Wildcats tonight by 7-41-34. It was a game of big-time runs in the final 2 quarters, Bryant Billing. Minster owned the 3rd, Fort Laramie the 4th in a big way. Fort Laramie salts the game away with very good free-throw shooting here tonight.
Yes, they did. And we have to credit both of those squads. Minster first for coming out so on fire in the 3rd quarter. But as you said, they could not sustain it at all. Fort Laramie responded to the challenge. They were absolutely on fire in the 4th quarter. And they iced it with free throws. Officially I have it in the 4th quarter. They were 9-4-11 in that 4th quarter.
Whew. Yeah, red-hot free throw shooting, just like the Fort Laramie girls this afternoon at Ottawa Glandorf.
Yes.
Let's take a look at our scoring. Fort Laramie had a pretty good balance. Minster had several in the book, too. But Fort Laramie with a better job closing out this contest tonight.
Yes, and yet Caleb Maurer for 6 for Fort Laramie. Ty Ruhenkamp, 16. He had 9 in the fourth quarter. Logan Eilerman finished with 2. Ethan Kaiser finished with 2. Darren Eilerman finished with 2. Aiden Worman finished with 4. Ryan Holscher finished with 4. And Isaac Ratterman finished with 5. For Minster, Zach Fortman had 2. Austin Wellman had 2. Brogan Steffi had 11. Devin Woopker finished with 11. Webker, I should say. Johnny Nixon finished with 6. And James Niemeyer finished with 7.
And so Ty Ruhenkamp really sparkled tonight for Fort Laramie. And who led the way for Minster once again?
That was Brogan Steffi with 11.
And Ruhenkamp, Steffi are Clancy stars of this game?
Very easy choice there, yep.
I would say so. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And so many thanks to the folks at Knox, including Jerry Garrett, who is the general manager, lives in Fort Laramie. Thanks to all the fine folks at Knox Machinery, a part of scoresbroadcast.com, and Nick Meyer, sales engineer at Knox, he too lives in Fort Laramie. Don't forget Brookins for a piping hot, delicious entree, pork chops on Saturdays. Saturday evening, pork chop special, marinated. Wow. Man, are they good. Don't forget Brookins. And once again, so many thanks to our Fort Laramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Laramie game only. Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep, Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb decks at TomJerry's.com. And once again, we thank our radio station sponsors, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance, Emerson Wagner Realty, Minster Bank, Sydney Chiropractic, TC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Best One Tire. Big difference in this game, Bryant, at the foul line, the charity stripe, decided this fray tonight between Fort Laramie and Minster.
It absolutely did. Fort Laramie finished 12 for 15 from the line. Minster was 3 for 8. Fort Laramie able to seal this victory from the line in that fourth quarter. And, of course, they hit a lot of field goals before then to retake momentum early in that fourth quarter after a big Minster fourth. And a big Minster third, that is.
Right. Fort Laramie now 7-5 on the year. Minster drops to 2-10. Next game for Minster next Friday against New Knoxville. Minster is here in this gym 1 week from tomorrow, Martin Luther King weekend Sunday. It's a four-game event being sponsored by Fort Laramie, and Minster's got a contest with Convoy Crestview. Fort Laramie boys return to action next Friday against Jackson Center. That game right here, we'll have it on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Laramie hosting the event 1 week from tomorrow. We'll play Tiffin Columbian in the final game of four in that Martin Luther King Sunday program here at Fort Laramie High School. So that's a look forward for these two clubs. Keep abreast of our scoresbroadcast.com broadcast schedule. More than likely, nothing slated until next Thursday. And we're interested in covering that New Knoxville Minster girls game next Thursday evening at Minster. It should be a big contest with implications on the top spot in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Bryant, a lot of fun today by way of recap. How about the Fort Laramie girls this afternoon clobbering Ottawa Glandorf after a sluggish start?
Absolutely, and it was a good day to be a Fort Laramie basketball team in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
The girls had a 26-7 advantage over Ottawa Glandorf to run away to win 60-31. The boys here tonight, a 19-7 advantage in the fourth quarter to pull away and beat Minster 41-34.
So there you go. Good way to sum it up. 26-7 for the girls in the fourth this afternoon. What, 18-7? 19-7 for the boys tonight. That's the way you get it done. You start games well. More important to finish them even stronger.
Absolutely.
Even stronger. Yep. So many thanks tonight to our radio station audience, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks for listening very much. Thanks to our board operator at WMVR. We say hello to Derek. Thanks a lot. Bryant Billing alongside, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee. Thanks as well to Mike Wick, who was on with us on Tuesday this past week. Chuck will return next week. Thanks to Bryant on stats, color, and on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fort Laramie. What a day for the Fort Laramie Redskins teams. The girls victorious this afternoon, 60-31 over Ottawa Glandorf. The boys defeat Minster in the Route 66 rivalry tonight. Final tally, 41-34 Fort Laramie here on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.